I first became involved with the Iditarod as a child. My dad raced every year, and that's just what the family did, is we trained and raised sled dogs and raced the Iditarod. I'm here today and I'm involved with the Iditarod because I'm hoping to win it. This is my 13th Iditarod. We've won 5, so we're going for a 6th win. But wins aside, I'm here because I love traveling with sled dogs. That's why I'm here. The racing gives both me and the dogs a sense of purpose with our traveling and a reason to be better at it and continue to improve. But the real joy is simply traveling with the dogs. I have so many memorable Iditarod experiences, it's hard to pick one. But one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was my first Iditarod win. There's nothing that's gonna compare with that as far as success in the race, but it wasn't, I guess why it was memorable is it wasn't the hoorah we did it that I thought it would be. I had spent my entire childhood and young adulthood focusing on winning the Iditarod. And when it finally happened, it wasn't like the sense of my accomplishment. It was a sense of overwhelming pride in my team. And I don't know, just a simple joy, I guess. I really, really enjoyed that one. It'll stick with us forever. There's very little I know for sure in life, to be perfectly honest. There has to be a level of definiteness. I'm sure that's not even a word, but where you have things you believe to be true and definite, but there also must always be an element of retaining the possibility you may be wrong. So I definitely know this right now. And the reason I have the right now is because tomorrow I have to allow myself to definitely know something else contrary to what I definitely know right now. So it's riding that fine line of balance between having convictions and having solid beliefs and having an identity, but also retaining the possibility that you may be wrong and allowing yourself to change your previous perceptions and become different. So if there's anything I absolutely knew, it would be that everything has balance. So make sure that you're trying to keep it in balance.